Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. I am your host, Charvette, and I'm so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We appreciate you. Listen, to stay up to date on all of the great shows and interviews that we have lined up for you, please join my email list, and you can do that by visiting my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. And for my listeners with iPods, you can have the show automatically downloaded to your iPod for free. All you have to do is visit the iTunes store and search for Charvette and click on subscribe. Okay, so as you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and today I have three dynamic and exciting guests that are going to be joining us, so I think we should go ahead and get this party started. My first guest, ladies and gentlemen, is in the virtual studios right now with me, and she is a local Richmond author. This is none other than Reverend Gwen Hedgepath. She started writing 4 years ago with her first book, God's Calling, which is a collection of 80 powerful and inspiring poems. She joins us today to talk about God's Calling and her other book projects, Disciples' Guide and Nation at Risk. Reverend Hedgepath is still discovering her artistic talents with paints and prints that we're going to hear about again today. And Reverend Hedgepath, I tell you, with 30 years of ministerial service, diligent, faithful study and devotion to please God has greatly, these things have greatly influenced her writings and her paintings, and I am tickled pink and honored to have this exclusive interview with Reverend Hedgepath. I'm so glad to have her coming to the mic right now. Welcome to the show, Reverend Hedgepath.
Thank you so much, Charvette. It's great to be with you, and thank you for this opportunity.
No problem at all. All right, so tell our listeners about your first book, God's Calling. What is that about?
Well, God's Calling is a collection of 80 inspiring, but yet they're inviting poems, mm-hmm. and these are poetic invitations for people to accept Jesus into their lives. And it's also a perfect, it's perfect for an encouragement for anyone. And, you know, we all experience weak moments at some time or another in our lives, and these are the type of poems that you'll find something in there for you. Some people have read it, and they've just been amazed because there have been certain poems, because it's mm-hmm. such a broad spectrum of the type of topics that they've found, you know, even an accountant was very impressed and found poems that they particularly related to.
Right.
And so young people have looked, you know, I remember one young man, he told his mom, he said, oh, it's some good stuff in here. and so, you know, it is just so exciting. And I'll have to tell you, too, that a college a university student at Virginia State University,
yeah.
Chris Oliver, he called me personally, and he said that the poem that's on the back called I'll Save You actually saved his life.
My God.
So these are profound poems that people would want to have as a treasure in their library.
Wow, ministry through writing. How awesome is that?
Man, God is awesome.
Yes, he is. So also tell us about Disciples' Guide. That was the second book that you wrote. Is that correct?
Yes. And Disciples' Guide, you know, there are a lot of different denominations, as we all are aware of. And you find that some of them, they have a beginner booklet or a series of booklets that actually teach you the pundits of the faith step by step. And an example would be the Jehovah's Witness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Christian faith, we don't really have a book that we can give to that person that just get baptized or that person that just joined the faith.
Okay.
And this disciples' guide, it satisfies this need in the Christian faith. And the scriptures actually tell the story of who God is and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the baptism, all of the major fundamental questions that and issues that people address, you know, life after death, heaven and hell, angels and demons. And it answers all of these in this small booklet called Disciples' Guide. And I've had ministers to say that they don't want it in their library, but they want it on their desk. And some ladies have said, I want to carry it in my purse because it is a quick reference and it has powerful scriptures. And it's just an awesome book. They both are.
Wow. Really just kind of back to the basics types of things, right?
Oh, without a doubt. And actually, you'll find some people that still struggle with trying to explain the issues or fundamental issues of our faith or the Christian faith. But this book makes it very easy for them. And one pastor, he was reading it while he was in the chair of the barber.
Uh-huh.
And the barber was looking, and he said, you know what I like about it so much? He said, it's just so plain for you to read and understand.
Yes. And that's how Jesus is, right? I mean,
under his anointing.
Absolutely. Okay, that's awesome. Again, God's Calling and Disciples' Guide. And then your third book, oh, my goodness, Nation at Risk. And your website says it reveals the good, the bad, and the ugly of the 2008 presidential general election. So you've got to elaborate on that book, Nation at Risk.
Well, you know, we find that that Barack Obama has been an inspiration, not just to this nation, but to the world. And we saw that people believed in that. But with all of that in mind, it was a tough election. It was a mean election.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that the ugliness that occurred, because basically this book, it does not cover the primaries, but it covers the general election from the beginning. And, you know, it was amazing because, you know, God, he gives me these poems, and Charvette, they just flow so easily, you know, no corrections, just as they come, it just flows so quickly.
Wow.
And I'm wondering, I said, well, you know, Lord, why are you giving me all these political poems? You know, I'm trying to stick with all this other the spiritual uplifting.
Yes.
And in essence, I found that I ended up with 72 political poems.
Wow.
And all of them, each of them have, there are only 68 in the book,
mm-hmm.
but all of them have a scripture reference. But more importantly, they describe what happened during that general election, the encounters with McCain, the encounters with Palin. And, now, of course, there's only a few of the poems address that, but more specifically, it addresses the crisis that the nation is in as far as the war that goes on within our families and within our nation and within our race relations.
Yes.
And it also deals with the prospect of a war from foreign countries. And so the highlight of the poems is that these are historic poems that talk about our president-elect Barack Obama, and it talks about his profoundness, and they've captured the character of the person. And so I was just amazed at how easily the Lord allowed them to flow out and just the kind of impact that they'll have.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people have said, you know, this is right on. I mean, you have hit it. You've hit a home run with this.
Yes.
And, you know, and I even said at one point, I said, well, you know, it's political. I'm not even going to publish it. And so the lady said, no, you've got to publish this. So we've got to have this. And just a recent reader, she said, you know, this is so awesome. She said, I've got to have this book. From what I've read, this is a must for everyone to have.
Outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Reverend Gwen Hedgepath, exclusive interview right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and she is an author, oh my goodness, has some wonderful books and projects out, God's Calling, Disciples' Guide, and Nation at Risk. Reverend Hedgepath, tell our listeners, how can people purchase books and even read some excerpts from your books?
Well, I have a website, and my website is www.gwenhedgepeth.com. And so everything is lowercase, so, and it's no spaces, so it isn't complicated.
Okay.
However, you can also reach me on my business phone, which is 804-385-0101. And I encourage people to contact me early because we are prepared. You know, these are perfect for Christmas gifts.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you can make an impact on people's lives, not just for the moment or for Christmas or even for a year, but for a lifetime. And that's the type of impact that you'll find that these books will make.
Outstanding. Now, what are the other book projects that you are working on? Because you are very busy. You do not sit still. You keep things moving.
I will tell you, my husband, he has to kind of calm me down because the Lord has just filled me, and he just has all this outpouring, and I am working on a book now. It's called It's the Parents, and it's, of course, it's looking at the relationship of parents and children and the impact on society, as well as spiritual stumbling blocks, because there are so many there that are keeping us from really capturing the essence of what Jesus, you know, you talked about how simple he is, about how simply he wants and how much he wants to offer us, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're working on those. And of course, I am working on my paintings, and we have prints as well. And I do want to say at this time, you know, I talk a little, quite a bit, but before our time is up, I did want to make sure that you are aware and that the audience is aware that we will have two 2009 calendars.
Okay.
And the one calendar is called Sermons on the Wall calendar. And the prints that I have, I have 12 prints, and they are a combination of my painting and my poem.
Yes.
And I really wanted Charvette to create them in one piece as a print, because that's how God gave it to me. He would give me an image, and as I sketched, yeah, roughly sketched the image, he would give me a poem right behind it. And so I wanted those to be combined, because that's the way God gave them to me. So I have 12 prints, and I will have those print represented in the Sermons on the Wall calendar, 2009 calendar. And I also will have a Barack Obama calendar, and, of course, that will have pictures. And what it covers is the announcement of his election for presidency, and it goes all the way through to the election itself. And it has powerful excerpts of his powerful speeches.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just so moving each time you read them. This is a phenomenal man, and I just see him as a gift to America from God.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that people and consumers are looking for something to have that kind of captures this moment in history, because clearly it was a certainly history-making moment. And so I think that was a great idea for you to capture that in the calendar form. And so certainly listeners, go out and check out www.GwenHedgepeth.com. Again, www.GwenHedgepeth.com to see all of the great products that you have. I tell you, where do you find all of your inspiration? The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates you?
Well, Charvette, let me do this, because you know how busy the devil is.
Uh-huh.
And I'm having a little difficulty with my site as far as the purchasing on the site.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to reiterate that my phone number, my business phone number, is 804-385-0101. And they can call, and I will certainly get their address and get their information and everything, so that I can get that information and get those products out to them in time for Christmas gifts.
Yes.
Now, in reference to what motivates me,
mm-hmm.
Without a doubt, God motivates me. I'm just inspired, and I'm humble about how he blesses me with so many spiritual gifts. And I'm also inspired about righting any wrongs that I might see,
mm-hmm.
and also helping those that are less fortunate. You know, I feel that God has certainly called some people to lead and called some people to a greater service.
Yes.
And, of course, there are people that are less fortunate than ourselves. And so I am compelled to not be at peace when I see something that's wrong or to see someone that is mistreated. And so I've learned to understand that that's a calling from God. And so I do all that I can do to help people in that respect. And so that's what motivates me. I mean, even when I'm tired and
yes.
I see something going on that's not right, it motivates me to do what I can. Not saying that I can fix everything
right.
Or even that I want to try to fix everything, but certainly that I can use what God has given me to help correct some things.
Well, we are so glad that you were able to join us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we certainly look for more and more great projects, book projects and paintings and calendars and prints coming from you.
Wonderful, and I thank you so much for all that you do. You continue to be blessed in your work, and thank you for blessing us with your blog radio talk show.
Well, thank you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with our second segment with a local Richmond Christian artist, Susan Owen. I see she's in the virtual studio now. We will be back after these quick commercial breaks.
Hello, my name is Travis T.J. Woods, the CEO of TNT Entertainment. I would like to invite you and your family out on Friday, December 12th at 7:30 p.m. to our Night for Just the Fellas with Pastor Mike Jones of Village of Faith Ministries and Pastor Nathan Mitchell of Resurrection Life Christian Center as our guest speakers. We ask that all men bring every male in our family as we encourage every man to take their rightful positions. Guest artists will be Minister Greg Mitchell, Black Sheep, and Brandon Hood, hosted by yours truly. On Saturday, December 13th at 7 p.m., LaTosha Woods Ministries presents our second annual Night for Just the Ladies, with guest speaker Minister Pamela McLaughlin of Mount Olive Baptist Church, Petersburg, Virginia. Guest artist will be the psalmist Alisa Jones, Anita Licorice, also Mount Olive and Spirit of Truth praise dancers. All service will be held at Mount Olive Church, 1223 North 25th Street. For more information, call 804-307-4660. And this is sponsored by Minnie Harris Cancer Support Foundation, Jesse's Fashion Boutique, and Brandon Bianca's Boutique.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here on Blog Talk Radio from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, heard all across the World Wide Web. We are so excited that you joined us today. We're going to jump right on in and keep this party going. My second segment spotlights a local Christian artist who I am going to bring to the mic right now. Her name is Susan Owen. Susan, are you there and on the mic?
I am. Hi, Charvette.
Hi. We're so glad to have you.
Oh, thank you for asking me.
Oh, no problem at all. Let me tell my listeners a little bit about you.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, when Susan's music ministry began years ago, it started with a simple vision to offer her service to the Lord with a song. That was the beginning of the journey. Now she looks back over 10 years have passed, and she finds herself ever thankful to God for each step along the way, for entrusting her with the lyrics and the melodies. Susan began to carry a burden on her heart for the Sudanese people, and the Lord provided a purpose for her songs, a vision and a mission, and certainly a calling on her life. She donates a portion of CD sales to help sponsor work being done in the Sudan through the Samaritan's Purse. She just released her latest project called The Lost sessions. And again, we're so excited to have Susan Owen on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hi,
you're quite welcome. So tell us, how did you discover your gift for music?
Well, actually, when I was a very small child, old enough to reach up to the piano keys is when I started playing music.
Wow.
Yeah, I started playing by ear. We had a piano in my home, and my mother played, so I kind of grew up in a household with music, and my sister sang, and then she got a guitar as a Christmas gift later. I guess I was about 8 years old.
Wow.
And she didn't have any interest in the guitar, so I picked it up and kind of went with that.
Oh, right, and the rest is the future, as they say, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of helped to cultivate your gift for music?
Well, probably I would say my mother's influence, of course, you know,
okay.
with her playing and us just being in a musical family. My father played guitar. But I think it was just a gift that the Lord just for some reason decided to give to me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Awesome. And how, if someone had to ask, how would they describe your sound? How would you describe your songs and your sound?
Oh, goodness. I kind of do a mix of things. I've been compared to Emmylou Harris and Karen Carpenter.
Okay.
So if you can visualize those two, you
combine them together,
you'll kind of get an idea of what I'm about.
Okay.
But I don't limit myself to just one type of music. Bluegrass is some that I play, folk, praise and worship, some like a soft, like Karen Carpenter sound with strings. So
okay.
I'm kind of all over the board with the music.
Oh, right. Well, we're together because I don't like to put myself in a box either. Oh, right. And so do you write your own songs?
I do.
Okay.
All of my CDs are original recording, you know, original work. The Lost Sessions is actually my eighth CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is just released hot off the press?
It is. It is, yeah.
And that is a two-disc set also.
It is. It is. Of course, I'm constantly writing. And I always struggle with my CDs. Having to pick which songs are going to get kicked off because, you know, you're limited with
right.
put on there. And so by the time you get to eight CDs, well, you've got a whole volume of songs that
right.
kind of put to the side. So I said, well, you know, we're just going to kind of round up all the ones that, you know, kind of didn't have room for before, and we'll put them on this one. And it just kind of evolved. And the next thing I knew, I had a two-disc set, and so we just kind of called it the Lost Sessions. It was, you know, all original work, you know, some currently written and some that had been written, you know, a couple years ago but just didn't have a place for them to go yet. So.
Outstanding. Yeah. And if our listeners want to purchase something, how can they get in contact with you and purchase your music?
If you go on my website, which is www.susanowen.net, and you can order online with credit card, or you can download the order form if you want to purchase something by mail. At the different venues that I go to, I always have my CDs available.
Great. And your website certainly keeps can keep our listeners up to date because you have all of your engagements and your kind of events on your listed on your website, right?
I do.
Oh, right. So we can keep up with you and find out where we can come and meet you at.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And I love it also that you have samples, just kind of a sampling of some of your music also on your website so people can get a sense of your style. And we will be playing a little clip a little bit later on in the show also.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. you can click on there if you want to hear a sample of the music. This latest project is kind of more back to my roots. It's more an acoustic. It was recorded at Beaver Tracks Recording Studio here in Beaver Dam.
Okay.
With John Krager. And I just went in and sat with John, and it was guitar, and I played harmonica and keyboard on a couple and just vocal. So it's not a big band sound to this one. It's kind of more back to my roots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what are all of the, I heard a couple, I heard the guitar and the keyboard, and what are all of the instruments that you play?
Guitar and the keyboard, harmonica.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's, I guess, about it.
Great. All right. So as I mentioned earlier, you certainly have grown to have a passion for the Sudan. How did you hear about the Sudanese people and the Sudan, and what kind of drew you to that area?
Well, I knew I wanted to support some type of mission work with my music.
Right.
And at first I would make, little homemade cassettes and just tell people, well, put something in the collection plate, take a cassette home with you and put something in the collection plate towards missions.
Uh-huh.
And then when I heard about, the capability to do a CD, I said, well, I kind of want to have something more concrete. This is kind of turning into more than what I at first thought it was going to be.
Wow.
So I heard about the country of Sudan,
mm-hmm.
And the more I heard about the plight of the people there, it just broke my heart.
Right.
And I just felt like the Lord had just placed a burden on my heart for the people of Sudan. And, of course, you read a little bit in the paper, not nearly enough.
Right. They're not going to tell the full story.
Right. You never hear the whole story from Darfur, from the famine and the war that's going on there.
Right.
With the government militias and the genocide. And then you have the civil war that's being fought with North and Southern Sudan. And it's just severe religious persecution going on for the Southern Sudanese people that are Christians.
Wow.
It's just heartbreaking just to think of it. And like I say, the Lord just placed that burden on my heart for the Sudanese people. For some reason, I just feel like I need to do what I can for them.
Right. Great, and portions of the proceeds of the CD sales go to your missions towards Sudan.
They do. They do. I've partnered with Samaritan's Purse, which is it's headed by Franklin Graham, who's
uh-huh.
Billy Graham's son.
Yes.
It's a non-denominational Christian organization. It's a nonprofit. And they've been around since, 1970.
Uh-huh.
But they have been doing work in Sudan for about the past 10 years. And they are actually, what I'm most involved with right now is the church rebuilding project that they have going on in
okay.
southern Sudan. And their goal is they want to rebuild the churches that were destroyed.
Okay.
And they have just finished building their 200th church. So that's a
wow.
milestone for them, yeah. And they have 150 more that are awaiting help. They've handed out 250,000 Bibles.
Mm.
They are doing pastor training. Their goal is they want to replace every pastor who was martyred with 10.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's the goal for them in southern Sudan, and that's just where my heart feels led to be of service to the Lord and his people.
Absolutely, a phenomenal, way to actually see contributions, being used, and they have the documentation on the website of what has been done. So that we
right.
certainly applaud you for that. What kind of upcoming events do you have going on?
Well, I will be playing this coming Sunday. I will be in Richmond,
okay,
at the Bonnie Bray Church of Christ. It's there on Staples Mill Road,
uh-huh.
Not far from Staples Mill and Parham, if you're in the Richmond area.
Yes.
I'll be playing at the 11 o'clock service, so would love for you to have, come out and be a part of that worship service.
Great.
In January, I'll be playing in Corbin, Virginia, which is in Carillon County, and
okay.
they're having a gospel sing to benefit the homeless in Fredericksburg, so I'm always available to, come to your home church or community event if you need
absolutely.
Music. Yeah.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I am interviewing Christian artist Susan Owen. Check her out online at www.susanowen.net. Again, www.susanowen.net. All right, Susan, so as we wrap up our interview, as you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. Tell us what motivates and influences you these days.
What can I say except the love of Jesus Christ? He
yes.
is my true motivation. He's the love of my life, and he is what guides me and what and he sends me these songs, so I just feel like I'm his instrument, and I'm just in awe of his goodness and his mercy every day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we thank you so much for joining us and spending a few minutes to talk to us here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And we're going to let our listeners hear about 40 seconds of Closer Than Yesterday. I know we're just teasing you. But that's okay. You can go to www.susanowen.net and certainly support her ministry. And I think it's, again, phenomenal that a portion of the CD's purchase goes to help Sudan. And so we certainly applaud you for that. And we look for greater things coming from you.
Oh, thank you, Charvette.
All right, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
I know I have a ways to go. I'm nowhere near the mark. I'm a little closer than yesterday. Coming from a late start, there's been a lot of covered ground, and I'm not turning back now that I know the way.
Calling all ladies, have you ever wanted to look like a well-known celebrity like Oprah, Beyonce, or even Tyra Banks? Have you ever just wanted a new hairdo? Well, now you can. TC Hair and Beauty has a solution for you at a fraction of the cost. Even if you suffer from hair loss due to chemical damage, cancer, or alopecia, we specialize in hair replacement systems. And did you even know that most insurance companies will cover this expense for you? Call TC Hair and Beauty today at area code 704-971-7854 or visit us on the web at www.tchairandbeauty.com. Again, www.tchairandbeauty.com.
Every day you're exposed to millions of germs at school, work, stores, and other public places. With cold and flu season approaching, take steps to keep yourself and others healthy. When you cough or sneeze, cover it with a tissue or your elbow. Wash your hands frequently with soap and warm water. Wash for 20 seconds. If you don't have access to water, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. When you're sick, stay home so you can get better and keep others from getting sick too. Stop germs. Stay healthy. A message from King County and Public Health Seattle King County.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So glad to have you tuned in today. Remember, we're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any portion of the interviews, no problem. You can go back in the archives and listen to the full interview. Our first segment featured Reverend Gwen Hedgepath, exclusive interview with her, new author, painter, and a whole bunch of other things going on. And our second segment featured Christian artist Susan Owen. Check her out online at www.susanowen.net. All right, now turning to my last segment, I'm so tickled pink. I see that my guest is in the virtual studios, and I'm going to bring her online right now. I'm telling you, I have a special treat for you. I have Debbie from Debbie's Sweet Treats. Debbie, are you there?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I am great, and we're so glad to have you on the air live with us on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are quite welcome. Now, you know, I have to tell our listeners how I found out about you. Yes,
okay.
I'm going to put a friend of ours on blast. So we have a mutual friend. He is in California. Now, mind you, Debbie is in Brooklyn, New York. I'm in Virginia. And I get a call from California saying, you've got to get Debbie Sweet Treats on your show. She has these famous sweet potato muffins that are out of this world. And so I was like, hey, that's right up my alley. So that's how we got connected with Debbie Sweet Treats. Debbie, tell our listeners, how did you get started with baking such wonderful treats?
You know, I started when I was a child baking with my mom. She was an excellent baker, and I found that I enjoyed what I was doing. So I just kept experimenting with what my mom was doing and the different pastries she was making. And I said, this is something that I'd love to do. So growing up from North Carolina, it was a tremendous pleasure working with my mom. She's a great joy. And that's how it all got started when I was a child, just standing side by side with mom while she was in the kitchen doing her baking.
Right, you just picked it up from there.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So tell our listeners, what are all of the specialty treats that you have with Debbie's Sweet Treats?
Now, sweet potato muffins, that's my trademark.
All right.
That's something that I created on my own, and I perfected that, and I also do a variety of cheesecakes.
Tell us about the cheesecakes.
Now, the cheesecake comes in various flavors. You got pita colada, eggnog, butter pecan, key lime, sweet potato, and just to name a few.
Wow.
And I just perfected those to the next level, and with the muffins and the cakes and the pies, and it all starts from there. It's something I really enjoy doing is making pastries, and just being in the kitchen, just seeing someone or others enjoy my pastry. That's the greatest joy.
Yes. And so how did you transition from, you know, really cooking because it was fun and you enjoy it and you do it so well to saying, hey, you know, I really am going to start a business? Like, how did you make that transition? Because there are a lot of people listening that are aspiring, you know, business owners. What made you make that transition to start a business?
Well, you know, I was working and baking on the side, and I said I got more joy out of the baking. So as I continued to grow, and I said this is something I really love to do, and I just put my feet forward and just start walking. I said, okay, this is my dream, is to become successful as a baker. So I just started perfecting, started experimenting on different things, and just say, okay, this is my foundation. I started with a name for myself.
Yes.
I started with the name, the business name, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. And your sweet treats have been featured at book signings that have had celebrities all in New York. So you certainly are picking up some exposure. Do you have any, would you say the sweet potato muffins are kind of like the favorite, the bestseller?
Yes. The sweet potato muffins is the seller mainly with different people like Bobby Hunter. I worked with him. He's a former Harlem Globetrotter.
Yeah.
I worked with him tremendously. He's fantastic. There has been people like Cool Clyde, WBLS, Kiss FM. I have baked for various restaurants. The Sugar Bar, that's owned by Ashwin and Simpson.
Okay.
Yvonne's, that's in Pelham, and Soul Fixin', which is located here in New York on 34th Street. I bake for that restaurant and have done various street fairs.
Okay.
And bake for various parties and affairs. So it just keep growing with the positive people that God has placed in my life. And I have to start that with Tracy Moore.
Yes.
When I met Tracy Moore back in March out of Lehman College, she was fantastic. And from there, you know, it went from Cool Clyde, Kiss FM, being honored, being on the radio, then had the pleasure of working with James Moore. He's fantastic. He is, I can't find the words to describe the support of James Moore and his staff.
Yeah.
Everyone is amazing, and it's a true blessing that God has put people like James, Tracy, and their staff in my life. It has been a powerful beginning, and I thank Tracy and James, the spirited actor, tremendously for all their support.
Great. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who Tracy Moore is, we interviewed her a couple months ago. She is a celebrity acting coach, and her specialty is working with rappers and musicians that transition to acting, such as Eve and Busta Rhymes and a whole laundry list of celebrities, and she's their acting coach. So that's how we kind of made this connection. So we definitely want to give a shout-out to the Spirited Actor Company. All right, so we have people from all over the world really listening, and someone might say, oh, my goodness, I really wish I could taste some of those sweet potato muffins, but I'm not in New York. Can you help out those that are not in New York?
Well, those people who are not in New York, I do ship all over. You can just go to PayPal, dsweettreats08@yahoo.com, and you just put all your information there and email me with all the information that's needed, and once that's received, it takes 7 to 10 days to receive your order, because I do it as I get an order. Try making it as fresh as possible.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, to place an order for Debbie Sweet Treats, you can email her at dsweettreats08@yahoo.com and let her know what you want. And then also your business line, if someone wants to call and maybe talk to you first about what type of treats you have available.
They can also call me or they can just email me with any question. I'd be more than happy to get back to them through email, and that's just at dsweettreats08@yahoo.com. I can always get back to them as soon as possible.
Okay. And so tell us, with the holiday season upon us, we just finished up Thanksgiving and we're approaching Christmas, and during this time you've got parties and dinner parties and family parties and business parties. What recommendations do you have or suggestions do you have for those that have to bake something sweet? What kind of recommendations do you have?
Now, if you're baking something sweet or if you're shipping something sweet, if you're baking for others, mm-hmm. it just depends on what you're doing. Just give yourself enough time to do it and just take your time doing it. And as far as I'm concerned, when people are placing orders, make it 2 to 3 days ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
This particular week I will be out of town for 2 weeks. I'm going to visit my parents, which are my children. I'm blessed to still have both my parents.
Yeah.
And once I come back on the 21st, any orders that I do receive, I try to get them out as soon as possible. But if it leaves until the new year, don't get discouraged because you will receive your order.
All right. No problem at all. And the great thing about Blog Talk Radio and the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is that this show lives on, so it's online for a year from now. So you could be getting orders 6 months from now, 4 months from now. So people can order all year long and on beyond then.
That's correct.
All right. So tell us, what is on the horizon for Debbie Sweet Treats?
What's on the horizon?
Yes.
Well, upcoming for January of 2009, hopefully I will have my website up and running.
All right.
And the best is yet to be. I'm planning to just the sky's the limit.
Yes.
You know, never know what God got in store for you. So I'm basically doing this for my mom and dad. They paved the way for me.
Yes.
And they are my inspiration and my foundation is mom and dad. So it just gives me great joy to be able to give them what they already deserve.
Great. Well, we certainly applaud you, and we are glad that we have the opportunity to spotlight your business during our segment here with Business Spotlights, Debbie Sweet Treats. Again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions or place orders, you can contact her by email at dsweettreats08@yahoo.com. All right. So, Debbie, as we wrap up the interview, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And what motivates you?
Well, what motivates me is being able to help others, yes. bringing a smile to others' faces, just give them that extra lift during the course of the day or whatever, because we all need that. That's why, you know, I tell people I'm employed by God Incorporated. That's a powerful organization.
Yes.
There's nothing that you can't do. Sky's the limit.
Oh.
So go for your dream.
Go for your dream.
Go for your dream.
All right. I think that says it all, and that's a great way to wrap up this segment of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We thank you so much for joining us, and we continue to look for more great sweet treats coming from Debbie's Sweet Treats. Thank you for joining us.
And thank you so much for having me.
You are quite welcome.
And you have a good evening now.
All right. You too.
Okay, now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, we're so glad to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. There you can go to the archives and check out any of our past shows. You can also check out our email list where you can join, and I'll send you an email once a week to let you know about the upcoming shows that we have. We're so excited. Please make sure you check out our sponsors and all of our guests and their websites, certainly our advertisers as well. Check out TC Hair and Beauty at www.tchairandbeauty.com. You can get that new look for the new year. They specialize in lace front wigs. Again, we're excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We'll be with you next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Until we meet again, peace and love.